The inventor of the computer mouse, Doug Engelbart, has died aged 88. Mr. Engelbart developed the tool in the 1960s as a wooden shell covering two metal wheels, patenting it long before its widespread use. He also worked on early incarnations of email, word processing, and video teleconferences at a California Research Institute. The state's Computer History Museum was notified of his death. Mr. Engelbart had been in poor health and died peacefully on Tuesday night in his sleep. Doug Engelbart was born in 1925 in Portland, Oregon, to a radio repairer father and a housewife. Now we have in the studios Mr. Augustine Otrioke, who is the IT manager of GBC, to tell us more about what the mouse is. Mr. York, welcome to our studios.
Thank you.
Now, inventor of the computer mouse, Doug Engelbart, has passed on. What at all is a computer mouse?
Thank you. A computer mouse is an input device that is often used with a personal computer, which means that we have various types of computers. But computer mice are always or most often attached to the private ones. Moving a mouse along a flat surface can move the on-screen sensor to a different items on a screen, which means that wherever you want a mouse to be directed to will be done through a cursor.
Okay.
Items can be moved or selected by pressing mouse button called clicking, which means that whenever you move a mouse or the pointer towards a program, you click for it to be effective.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so what is its significance to the computer?
I'm looking at its basic function. The mouse itself is an input device, which means that anything that is found on screen can only be reached by mouse.
Okay.
And then having to do that, meaning that, for instance, if you have a lot of icons are always in the soft format.
Yeah.
You can only deal with one at a time,
mm-hmm.
which means that the mouse itself serves as extension of the hand.
Mm.
Not being able to touch, not being able to feel when it's on screen.
Yeah.
So it only serves as extension of the mouse.
Okay.
And then mostly we use that to select a program. Mm.
So it actually enhances the way you do your work on the computer.
Exactly.
I mean from a distance.
Exactly.
Now, you know how some people say that the mouse,
yes,
the computer mouse was actually designed in the shape of the mouse, the rodent, the animal. Now, is this ever true?
Yeah, it is true. Looking at the background of it, Engelbart, if I got the name right.
Yeah, Engelbart.
Yeah, upon realizing that there was difficulties in selecting programs during the ages of 1925?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So meaning that when you write up a program or when you type a program, there isn't a way for you to edit. So by having this mouse, the shape and then the tail of it, more specifically, the tail of it, that upon looking at it, looks like a mouse.
Okay.
So it's just the tail of it that was named after the device.
Oh, okay. So it got its name from the rodent.
The rodent, yeah.
Okay. And it's designed to...
Yes.
Thank you very much for enlightening us on this topic, Mr. Augustine Otrioke is the IT manager at GBC here.